This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Looks like Thursday is upon us already. It just seems to tick, 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 talk, talk, talk. I guess maybe we could interpret that a couple of different ways, right? Doug and this is an abbreviated gang because this is the hour we depart from some of the usual, I was going to say rigmarole, but that's not really a fair appraisal of what's going on here. Lots of conversation about a lot of things, different voices, different ideas. But when we go in depth, as I do in this hour, I want to get a focus on things that will perhaps get you to think more about what the issue is and what you think about it. So we're here in an educational role, in a manner of speaking. 888-302-3684 contacts us on Good Day. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Tens of thousands of children are streaming from chaotic Central American nations to the U.S. border. They have overwhelmed the United States government's ability to respond or to do something about it. This is what the Obama administration says. They are urging senators to agree to the president's emergency spending request. What in the name of heaven do we need $3.7 billion? The Republicans have hardened their opposition, as well they should. The president went to Texas yesterday. The solution is unclear. The political pressures on the president appear to grow from all sides. Republicans denouncing him on the Senate floor. Even Democrats began to join the GOP, suggesting that this proposal be rejected. The president went to meet with local Texas leaders in Dallas, not on the border. He was meeting with Governor Rick Perry, who prodded him to go visit the border, but apparently they didn't want to for whatever the reason. This is political dynamite anyway. Senator John McCain, who has supported the president's quest to make the nation's immigration laws, said he couldn't support the spending request. Of course you can't support the spending request. For God's sakes, you're going to spend $4 billion. How much money do you think we've spent so far? You know how many billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars is spent just pouring it down the drain? I had some colleagues suggest yesterday on the program that we just give these immigrants the money and keep them where they are. Apparently, the problem that a lot of people don't know about is the violence, the horrible violence in Guatemala and in El Salvador, where the gangs are basically taking over the country. And this is becoming more and more rampant. Look at think about all the countries around the world that are basically out of control because these gangs, and that's basically what the Taliban is, that's what the people in Somalia, I've used people lightly, who are out there pirating ships, people in several African countries that are out of control. You go to South America, or at least the gateway to South America, Central America, and you find these drug lords running things. There are more and more, you see the Middle East, what's going on there. What the heck is going on? How is it that so many countries are losing their leaders and thus losing control of the situation in their own homeland? Think about it in terms of what would happen here. In a manner of speaking, it is happening here, too. We have all kinds of street violence. Look at the number of people who were killed in Chicago last weekend. It's totally unacceptable. And you know what? This is a twist that will not come up in normal circumstances, but I'm going to throw it out there because I think it's worth some consideration. The amount of violence is connected and directly related to the amount of ammunition, or munitions probably, the amount, the guns, the sophisticated weaponry that's available now that's being manufactured by either the Chinese, the Russians, or the Americans. So we're sowing the seeds of our own destruction because it's good business. Oh, look at what happens each time we have any kind of a war. Look at the stocks in Lockheed and and Boeing and the other manufacturers of things that are used in war. It's obscene. And yet that's really, when you put the pedal to the metal, that's really what's going on here. So all of these people now that are coming to our border are coming not from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from Guatemala and El Salvador because of the violence there. And so Mr. McCain said on the Senate floor, to go back to what he what his position is, I can't vote for a provision which will just perpetuate an unacceptable humanitarian crisis taking place on our border. There are other, let's see here, Senators Flake and John Cornyn and Ted Cruz. They took turns blaming the president's policies for causing the situation to begin with, which is laughable. I mean, I'm no Obama fan, but his policies aren't any different than the policies of Bush. So this thing, this started with the Bush administration, maybe even before that. So anyway, what happens? The rumors are circulating in Central America that once your children get here, the migrant children, they'll be allowed to stay. So here's amnesty unfolding before our very eyes. Speaker John Boehner over in the House was noncommittal about bringing the spending measure to a vote. If we don't secure the border, nothing's going to change. So, Boehner, what makes you think $3.7 billion is going to secure the border? You keep talking about this stuff, but that's not really the way to deal with the problem. What are your ideas? You can go to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show, and drop some ideas on us here. The Democrats have told the president he would be well advised to visit the border and see the situation for himself. Going out there, talking to people who live there day in and day out, that's the perspective that's missing. So the White House, as usual, nope. I don't want to do it. I'm not going. He flew to Dallas, discussed the issue at a closed-door meeting, and then got back on his plane and went back to Washington. So it's the usual stuff. It is. It's the usual baloney. The president said his people said he was sufficiently visible. He understands what the problem is. He doesn't have to go down there. Anyway, the Rio Grande Valley and what's going on. U.S. Homeland Security Committee, having a field hearing in McAllen, Texas, which is right on the border. That's the kind of stuff, maybe that's all politics, but it's part of what has to be done. So, do you agree with the president asking billions for the border situation to fix it? Let's talk to Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service, who's monitoring what's going on in Washington, right after this here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I love
good Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
It's smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer company, Boston Mass, it was Boston.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Victoria Jones is the chief White House correspondent and a global analyst for the Talk Radio News Service. So, Victoria, there's a lot of sparring going on over the border crisis. Governor Rick Perry invited the president to come, but he doesn't want to shake his hand. I'm not sure that's the most important part of the story, but it rather interests me that these people are that silly. Now, having said that, speaking about silly, spending billions for the border crisis reminds me of spending trillions for the war on drugs. Why not just give, we've already solved the problem, by the way, here. We've decided among the three of us that it would be a good idea to take the money and give it to the people coming across the border and send them home with the money. How's that?
Well, yeah, you give them the money to go home, and the money gets taken from them by the people who are running the gangs in those countries that they're fleeing from. The gangs, these terrifying gangs, are so rampant in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador that they literally, they run the school buses. Mm-hmm. They run the schools. They are absolutely terrifying. Children of the school ages that these kids are who are coming over the border are disappeared on their way to school.
So this is our problem, though?
No, I'm not saying it's our problem. I'm telling you, this is the reality of these kids' lives.
Right. Is it just now that this is starting, or has it been like this for a while?
It's been like this for a while, but it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Kids go to school. The schools are run by these cartels and by these gangs. I mean, the reality of these people's lives is so horrendous that they literally see walking across Mexico.
So why aren't they,
as
why,
a better reality?
The question would come on why the governments in these countries are not, maybe they should be seeking our aid so that they can rout these elements, or is it beyond that?
I think it's beyond that. I think it's very complex, but I think it's beyond that, and they probably should be. And part of the money that President Obama is seeking is to aid these countries. But is it too little too late? Will the money really go to doing that? And will those countries put the money to good use?
So there's a roundtable discussion going on in Dallas today, right?
Yeah, there's a roundtable discussion going on in Dallas today. It's going to include faith leaders, local officials, about the urgent humanitarian situation at the border. I mean, whether this is actually going to get something done or whether it's more of a preliminary discussion, you know, who is going to be able to really do anything about the humanitarian situation at the border? The people who are in that room, I don't know. One person who's in that room can do something about the situation at that border, and that is actually Governor Rick Perry.
Yeah. And what's his feeling about all of this? What's he saying to the president?
Well, I don't know what he's going to say to the president, but what he's been touting for over a month, started on Fox News and then it continued on Sunday on ABC, is that the government is either inept or he says that there's a conspiracy by the government to bring these. He says the government's in on this somehow. He says he hates to be conspiratorial, but he thinks that there's a conspiracy by the U.S. government to bring the people into the country for some reason.
To vote for the Democrats. That's what he's suggesting. All right. Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News in Washington. Thanks.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Sounds uncomfortable, but he brings credibility to the discussion of that kind of rock music.
Do you think radio makes him soft? Do you think that's why he's uncomfortable?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't think this song is a big rock and roll noisemaker like some of the stuff that Alice Cooper has done. Turns out Mr. Cooper is a big fan of White Castle Sliders. He showed up at the company headquarters in Columbus, Ohio, to be inducted into the Craver Hall of the White Castle Craver Hall of Fame. Columbus newspaper says his real name, by the way, Vincent Furnier, was there, told a couple 300 people gathered at the headquarters stories about his father sharing White Castle burgers with him when he was a child. So he decided he would make good on his, I mean, just kind of come square with it. That's all right. If White Castle had a fish sandwich, I'd probably be right there.
You know, my only experience with White Castle burgers is on Bourbon Street in New Orleans at about 3 o'clock in the morning and seeing cockroaches bigger than the sliders walk across the floor. That's when I pretty much said, okay.
Do you want to hear my White Castle story?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't have very many of them on the West Coast. And when I was very young, like maybe 4 or 5, they put a White Castle up the street from our office. And it was when my dad was just getting started with our radio station. So he went up there and got them to advertise. advertise.
Yeah.
And they bought live reads from us. This is in the 80s. And so he was doing a show, and I was sitting with him, and he's like, Jen, talk to the, tell everybody what you think of those White Castle burgers. And I did not like them.
Oh, no.
So I said, they're awful.
That's great.
And I got the stink eye for days. Like, you're supposed to say it anyway. Yeah,
not so. Your fault. That's his fault.
Hey, they canceled the air.
An did honest they, endorsement of a product.
Did
that
they
was
cancel?
It. I don't know if they did or not. I don't know if he got in trouble. We should ask him.
Alice Cooper, by the way, opened up for Motley Crue.
That's funny.
In Columbus last night. Why would that be there? Motley Crue, are they that big that they could...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bigger than Alice Cooper?
I think so.
Yeah, nowadays.
All right, Grateful Dead news. A remembrance of the dead. The dead live, sort of. Crank it up, Richie. Come on.
Jam band.
This is the anniversary. This date, 1995, so 19 years ago today, the Dead played their last live show at Soldier's Field in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And then Jerry Garcia died a month later. Remember?
Yeah.
His problem was he was abusing certain substances. He was in a substance abuse treatment facility when he died of a heart attack. Right?
That'll do it every time.
Yep. Too bad. All right, Richie. Did a nice job of that. Thank you very much. There's a wonderful video today at DougStephan.com. It shows me and Joe and Eric trying to get a bull because we need to move him from one pasture to another. He didn't want to go on the truck. So the Richie edited the video and put the theme to Bonanza behind it.
I love how you were letting them do all the hard work, by the way.
Well, I'm the boss. I'm supposed to let them do that. I have a bad arm. I don't want to wreck my arm by doing that.
Yeah, the one guy was trying to wrestle this thing down, and that bull was having none of it.
Right. The bull was fine after a while. There's a story we also have today about a Chicago writer who wrote the guide on how to survive running with bulls getting gored by some bulls yesterday in Spain. 28 after on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Find more of what you need for summer entertaining, like Lipton iced tea, Doritos, and Nestle drumsticks, all at amazing savings. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
So, 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I reiterate, it is Thursday, and upon your ears, upon your head, I got four or five really good emails from people who were listening yesterday. The medical connection, they really loved listening to Dr. Ken take calls and wanted to know how they could participate. Well, let me just tell you what happened yesterday during this portion of the program. This is an hour in which I like to go in depth into issues instead of taking a dozen different things that might be, or even more, depending on how fast we're going and what people's interest level is and what my colleagues say during the other hours of the program about some of the issues. I'll take 14 or 15 items in each hour, but during this hour, three or four really are the mainstay, because I think every once in a while it's a good thing for us to really dig around. And so yesterday, before bringing Dr. Ron Hoffman, this program has four different doctors attached to it. Dr. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And they all have different areas of expertise. Shanahoff is a back specialist and has a back pain. It's not a clinic. Well, again, yeah, in a sense it is a clinic. But people go to his office to decompress their spine. He's best known person in Los Angeles for that sort of thing. And he likes to look between the lines. He finds different things. And you hear him during this hour of the program sometimes, just bringing you up to date on things that you've been told which may or may not be so true when it comes to the medical establishment. He certainly is not a part of the medical establishment. Nor is Ron Hoffman, although he's a little more conventional. He's a New York doctor that practices, I wouldn't say homeopathy, but he's more than blended. He really is not traditional. He works on the same philosophy that Jack Stockwell does, although Jack is more radical, really radical. Hoffman wouldn't tell you not to take your vaccines. Stockwell would. That's just a behind-the-scenes thing. The most traditional person that we have, and the one that I think the most people listen to, is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who not only is with us with medical news and reviews each week on the Good Day program, but we spent 2 hours together on the weekend taking your calls, and that's what you heard a portion of yesterday during this hour. I put together with Evan Mantell, who produces this hour of the program, some callers that had been on the program this last weekend, and they were varied, they were intelligent, and I guess that I would invite you to listen if you want to find us live between 7 and 9 East Coast time. 7 and 9 in the morning on Saturday is when we actually air that broadcast. So you got a question for Dr. Ken, he'll ferret out the answer and give you a really balanced and educated point of view. So when he says something in terms of his expertise, they all have different expertise, and I respect all of them, and I listen. And I probably disagree with Ken on more things than anybody else. But because he has a great bedside manner, he's really an intriguing fellow. And so yesterday we decided that we would play some of the calls so you'd hear what the context of that program is about. So I got, as I said a few minutes ago, 4 or 5 really good email from people who urged me to do more medical news. Now, mind you, this program has all kinds of advice. Not only do we have 4 doctors attached to it, we have daily technical advice. We have information on how to treat and take care of your pets, how to rebuild your home or work in home repairs. We have travel advice. The essence of what the program stands for certainly can be wrapped around all the important things in your life, traveling, staying healthy, exercise, you name it, we have advice about it. So, in terms of medical advice, though, people are concerned about themselves. And I say this all the time. Make sure you know what's going on in your body. You are responsible for your health and well-being. No doctor is responsible. Not, if you leave it to the doctors, you're foolish. It isn't their job. Their job is to help you stay healthy or to get well if you're sick. But it's not their job to know what's going on in your body. They can figure it out doing research, but you need to know what's going on in your body. You need to be aware. You hear me talking a lot about different supplements on this program, and that's because the supplements are aimed at keeping your systems all healthy, whether it be your immune system, the gut. That's the most important area, by the way. I've been reading book after book after book because I developed an ulcer a few months ago, and I'm working quickly to get rid of it. But the essence of it is how you treat it. There is varied remedies, excuse me, as there are days of the week here when it comes to trying to figure out how to deal or put away an ulcer. But the thing that everybody agrees on is that your health, your well-being, it starts in your gut, in your stomach, in your intestines. So if you don't eat well, if you don't digest well, if the systems are not working well, your immunity is going to be shot quickly and you're going to get sick. Everything starts with the gut. So we're going to have Jack Stockwell talk with us in a little bit about the latest observations, because one of the Duck Dynasty guys went to Washington to raise awareness on cleft palate issues because his daughter had one. And I think that's an important thing for us to discuss. But there's so much medical news every single day. I'm looking at cancer information, heart and blood information, HIV info, and most of the information that's negative is tied to obesity. You know that, right? Most of you who are overweight, you're causing your own demise, your early demise, because you're not eating properly. Yeah, but it tastes good. That's what the supermarket guru Phil Lempert says when he talks. You can read his blog, by the way, at DougStephan.com. He's also well-known internationally as being an expert in how and where to get the best foods and the best prices. So he agrees with the other folks who are on this program that food is so important. You get balanced diet, balanced nutrition, and you'll have a balanced immune system. Otherwise, you're going to get into trouble. There's absolutely no question about that. All right, so that's one aspect of things that we were talking about yesterday. Also, we were on to the VA and the whistleblowers who got retaliation, and how the second person in charge of the Veterans Affairs Department said he was sorry that VA employees had suffered retaliation after making complaints about the medical care that veterans were getting. This is the latest twist on this thing. We all know how outrageous and out of control the VA is. But how much more can we talk about? It's kind of like the border. Last half hour talking about the border. What are we going to... You heard that they want to throw more money at the VA, right? They want to spend a couple of billion dollars to make it better. How is spending money and keeping the same people there, how does that make any sense? And that question comes up whenever we're talking about something that's important in Washington. That same question always comes up. So one wonders if raising more money to help those victims of cleft palate, the lip problems that people have, is that the solution to the problem? That's what the Duck Dynasty folks want. They want more money to be directed at research into this problem. We're going to talk about it in a moment right after these words.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Find more of what you need for summer entertaining, like Lipton iced tea, Doritos, and Nestle drumsticks, all at amazing savings. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. That fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Do you know that almost a third of all the land in the U.S. is owned by governments? Not counting the cost of managing all that land, the federal government spends almost $500 million a year buying more. Our government seems to think the only way to preserve open space is for the government to own it. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might wonder how that makes us any different from dictators around the world who want governments to own everything. Our own government's ownership of land goes far beyond national parks and forests. It also owns some of the most valuable real estate in every major city. Thousands of foreclosed homes across the country, riverfronts, office buildings, ports, warehouses, and countless other properties and businesses. The American economy is founded on principles of private property and free markets. Are we forgetting this?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You deserve all kinds of good information. That's why you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is in our stable of medical experts, reports to us every time, every week at this time, with the twists and turns in medical information. There has been an ongoing discussion since one of the Duck Dynasty families showed up in Washington to try to call attention to the problems that people have with cleft palates and lips and that sort of thing. What is it that causes that, Jack? Why is there a danger for some, and how would you know that if you were pregnant? How do you find out whether or not your child might have this problem?
Well, it's difficult to tell while you're pregnant. Usually that's only discovered at birth. However, some cleft palates, cleft lips are formed genetically. And so sometimes if there is a history of those in the family, there may be some suspicion of that taking place. Usually the cause is environmental factors during pregnancy. And it has been related to the use of antidepressants. It's been related to certain kinds of anti-epileptic drugs. Topamax has been implicated at times, the use of during pregnancy. The palate, the hard part at the top of your mouth, you have a soft palate, hard palate, and then, of course, the upper lip, are all formed from three developmental plates. If you can imagine a pie chart that's broken into three pieces, so there's three-thirds there, and you notice, or you imagine that pie growing from the outside towards the center, all three of those pieces have to come together evenly for what would be considered normal formation of the palate and the lip. If any one of those thirds doesn't completely join with another one, then there's going to be a hole, which is the cleft. And it can affect the entire palate. It can be a little bit of the palate. It may be the palate only, not the lip. Maybe the lip, not the palate. Or it can be really disastrous and be the entire craniofacial formation there in the front of the face. That requires extensive surgery. And then even then, it's going to be difficult because there's always the psychosocial result that takes place. So usually, it's the same thing. There's a causative link between the two and autism in the sense that SSRIs were used even during the first trimester of pregnancy can lead to autism. It can also lead to the cleft palate problem. So it's another one of these situations that we deal with our ladies who want to become pregnant or are pregnant when we're taking care of them in the clinic. It's just optimum prenatal nutrition as best as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Well, prenatal nutrition for all kinds. My daughter's pregnant now, and man, is she watching what she's eating. She won't drink any wine. She's exercising a lot and just is very conscious. She's made a study, because that's just the way my daughter is, of how to do this the best way. And she's one of the things we've talked about were childhood vaccines. This whole business last week about the vindication, should the child get vaccines, because she knows how I feel about it, based on the added ingredient of mercury to preserve some of these vaccines. Which ones should you do? Do you do them all? Do you do some of them? I know you have strong feelings about that, too, and I don't know that we asked you last week when this may have been, it was toward the end of the week anyway, I think, when the study of all the studies was done, and I think you said to me when we were having a conversation, it's the usual nonsense.
Well, the problem with vaccine, the epidemiologists have openly admitted giving a baby a vaccine during its first year of life is ridiculous.
Do you have a bird? Do you have a bird there now?
It's my pet parrot here that's tweaking instead of parroting.
Can the parrot talk?
Yeah.
What does Jack say?
He fills in when I'm tired, when I'm asleep during the show. He'll fill in for me. There's a book out there that your daughter needs to read called Deep Nutrition by Dr. Catherine Shanahan.
Deep
Nutrition will help her immensely during her pregnancy.
Dr. Catherine
Shanahan, just like it sounds, S-H-A-N-A-N-H-A-N. Shanahan, or something like that.
Yeah.
Deep Nutrition, I highly highly recommended. Mm-hmm. And an MD who's found a better way to live as far as nutrition's concerned. But the whole idea, you know, the idea of vaccinations is to develop a humoral immunity before the cell-mediated immunity takes place. It's getting the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of evidence now that this is what's causing this flood of autoimmune diseases out there. During the first year of life, a baby can't even form humoral immunity, and to give a child vaccinations. Epidemiologists admit, hey, this is just to train the parents to start bringing the kids in for a vaccination.
Yeah, right.
And when they talk about, well, there's much less of mercury, what they don't tell you is they put in a heck of a lot more aluminum or a lot more formaldehyde because it's to stimulate the body to create an artificial immunity. That's very dangerous.
To vaccinate that parent?
Oh, heavens no. It's on an SP diet.
What's the standard process? What's the parrot's name?
Jack Jr., Mini
Jack. Jack, this is personal.
You and I are great friends, and I never knew. I've been in your house any number of times. I had no idea you had a parrot in there.
I don't have a parrot. I'm pulling your leg.
Who is it?
It
was
his phone.
It was my phone.
His phone?
And it was Mary.
Mary
was sending me a text.
Nice going, Mary.
It's a phone, you dumb prick.
It was all Mary's fault.
If you want to have to.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
That we are going on a plane to meet some woman who could be a crazy, sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
You wouldn't let me.
Well, I saw it, and it scared the s*** out of me. It scared the s*** out of every man in America.
Said love's perfect.
And all of them coyotes singing.
Tom Hanks' birthday is today. He's 58. Thus, the feature on some of his great movies. You understand the depth, the that this guy has.
Amazing.
His abilities, why he's been as good and respected as he is. This is the Cowboys song from the movie Joe vs. the Volcano, which was a movie that was done in 1990. But you heard that bit from Splash, which was cool. What else have we got? Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle, and then...
this is great. Bachelor Party.
He can play.
He's funny.
Many different kinds of roles. The romantic stuff from Sleepless in Seattle to the serious side, Saving Private Ryan.
Philadelphia.
I thought the Da Vinci Code, frankly, because that's the kind of movie I really like. I thought he was really
great in that.
Anybody know Ryan? 101st Airborne? Ryan? You know a guy named Ryan? Private James Ryan from Iowa? Anybody know a Ryan? James Ryan!
And he really sold Captain Phillips. I thought he was Captain Phillips in that movie from last year.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
Is that one of the most famous movie lines ever now?
League of Their Own?
Yeah, that was precious.
Well, A League of Their Own was his comeback because he sort of had that, which all actors do. He had that sort of down period where he's making movies like Turner and Hooch. Then he came back. He got a Best Supporting Actor nomination. I don't know, maybe one for A League of Their Own. But it's a great career. And he, that last scene in Captain Phillips was one of his most amazing acting performances. That was a good piece of acting.
Yeah, it was the whole thing, his whole career.
By the way, Joe vs. the Volcano, I think, is one of his worst films.
I love that movie.
Really? Oh, it's horrible.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Good Day, and he has movie news for us right after these words.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've seen the third Harry Potter movie or read the book, you probably remember the Marauder's Map, which tracks the footsteps of everyone at Hogwarts. Kamen Whitehouse, a researcher at the University of Virginia, has turned that fiction into reality. Whitehouse said people want to know where everyone is in their home, so he decked out four homes in Virginia with sensors to track who entered what room and what appliances and utilities they used. That data was then sent to the Marauder's Map companion app. The homes, which have been tracked for nearly 4 years, have sensors built into each doorway to measure the height of who enters the room. The rest of the sensors, anywhere from a few dozen to over 100, track just about everything else, like water and power usage. The study, which harnesses the power of the Internet of Things, aims to make us more aware of what's happening in our homes and make smarter decisions about the energy we use. It's also got the added benefit of being visible to muggles. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stephens, Good Day.
Anheuser-Busch, Richie.
Yeah.
MillerCoors.
Right, can't stand any of those.
Okay.
Keep going.
Have decided to unveil the ingredients of Budweiser and Bud Light for the first time.
Sure, it's water.
It's water.
And quite possibly...
And gold dye number 7.
Right. Uh-huh.
Doug Stephens, Good Day. The newest entry in the periodic table of the elements.
Chuck Curry loves the Planet of the Apes movies. Stuntman Terry Notary plays more than 100 primates in the new Planet of the Apes movie. When is that coming out?
Comes out Friday to terrific advance reviews. I know you'll be first online.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You want to join me?
No, thanks. What else you got?
Star Wars Episode 7 is being currently shot in 2D and will be converted to 3D for real 3D in the giant IMAX screens. Its release date is still firm despite Harrison Ford's leg injury, December 18, 2015. No doubt that will be the biggest Christmas release ever at the box office.
You know, Disney is doing everything with this Star Wars thing. I see that on the Disney Channel they have the Phineas and Ferb Star Wars movie.
Huh?
They are taking the Star Wars franchise and just mixing it with everything they own because of the cash cow that it is.
They know how to make money, those people at Disney, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Hi, Chucker. Good job. Thank you. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.